Dozens of people injured in a train crash in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia.
SEPTA officials say that two high-speed line trains were involved in the overnight accident. At least 33 people were injured.
That's correspondent Mark Mayfield on the accident that happened shortly after midnight. Word now is 8 hospitals are treating the injured. Police in Arizona say they are ready if President Trump's visit to Phoenix later today was to trigger any rowdy protests or something more serious. The police chief saying they're ready to handle it and that with all the big events that city's hosted over the years, officers are well-versed in responding to anything that might come up. A Los Angeles jury is hitting Johnson & Johnson with a huge penalty over its talcum powder. A jury yesterday awarding more than $400 million to a woman who claimed her ovarian cancer was caused by that powder. Johnson & Johnson has lost several similar lawsuits in recent years. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there is no way he's going to allow the nation to default on its debt. So the top Republican in the Senate says there's no way Congress will not vote to raise the debt limit. Kentucky's senior U.S. senator speaking to a crowd in Louisville yesterday with Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin beside him. The two talk taxes, the Affordable Care Act, and debt. McConnell again saying there is zero chance that Congress will not increase the nation's borrowing limit. As we've been reporting, after years of trying to find the wreckage of the USS Indianapolis, researchers have located it 18,000 feet below in the Philippine Sea. Microsoft co-founder and team head Paul Allen says there's a reason why he decided to look for the ship.
We try to do these as tributes to the brave men that went down on these ships.
Some new information helped the team find the ship's final resting place. The ship was struck by a Japanese submarine torpedo during World War II in 1945. Less than a third of the 1,200 sailors and Marines on board survived. It's the Navy's single worst loss of life in its history. The great solar eclipse is over, but don't throw away those eclipse glasses. NASA says if your glasses were made by one of 12 companies that meet NASA and American astronomical standards, they should be good forever. But the glasses have to be in prime condition with no scratches or tears. Next solar eclipse, April of 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Time is 10:04. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. One last day of humidity, and then it's all going to go away. Right now in Flemington, it is 78 degrees, overcast skies, 30% chance of precipitation. It is August 22nd. Weather Underground says that it will be mostly sunny today. Highs around 90, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Heat index values up to 100. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, chance of thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds, heavy rainfall, and frequent lightning in the evening. Humid with lows in the lower 70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 50%. Mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny, less humid with highs in the lower 80s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. The rest of the week, mostly sunny and 70s on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 27th. Even Monday, the 28th. Temperatures in our area, 78 in Raritan, 77 in Kingwood, 74 in Frenchtown, 79 in Reddington, 78 in Bedminster, 77 in Asbury, 82 over in Easton. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I'm the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments could include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, you can email me through Facebook me, message me through Tech Today on Facebook. My email is goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. Phone number here in the studio, 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside of the show, go to bluepantherbiz.com. So here we are. It's almost the second to last week of August, second to last week of summer. We have an early, very early Labor Day this year. And lots of things to talk about that are technology worthy. I was commenting to somebody yesterday that I know that Samsung will be doing some type of presentation in the near future. I am waiting for the announcements from Samsung to figure out what my next phone purchase may be. Right now, I'm waiting for them to come out with a Note 8, and I certainly want to wait and see how a Note 8 fares and its characteristics and behavior. Friend of mine purchased a Samsung S8 and was having some trouble with it. It was not charging properly and getting extremely hot. And from what he said, I did not do the research, but from what he said that was fairly common. I should actually do some research to find out that. So I'm waiting to hear what Samsung's got. Otherwise, I think I'm probably going to move on to a Google Pixel and use that for the time being. I'm also waiting to buy another tablet. My tablet is woefully slow and needs to get replaced, so I'm waiting for that information as well. So you got to pick your spots, right, when you're going to make those moves. Lots of other news that are coming out, lots of other things that are happening. Speaking of phones, Yahoo Tech has something called the Essential Phone, is a beautiful alternative to the Apple's iPhone, says J.P. Mangalindan of Yahoo Finance. He published this on August 18th. And it says, it's tough out there for a new phone, but if anyone has a chance of releasing one that grabs people's attention, it's Andy Rubin. In 2008, Rubin's team of Google launched an Android, the wildly successful mobile operating system now running on more than 85% of smartphones worldwide. Unlike Apple's walled garden approach to the iPhone OS, Android remains free, stable, and open source, so many mobile phone makers can use it in the phones and build its own user interface on top of it, something Samsung has done with its Samsung Experience software. With the Essential Phone, the first product to emerge from Essential, a company incubated in Rubin's Playground Global, the 54-year-old serial entrepreneur wanted to release a powerful, slick phone that served as a veritable blank slate for the consumer. To wit, there's no branding or logos anywhere on the outside of the device, and while the Essential Phone runs on Android, there are no extra apps or software layers to bog things down. For $699 with a cell phone contract, or $749 with a 360-degree camera, also designed by the company, the Essential Phone is priced in the same ballpark as the competitors, but sports a few unique quirks and improvements that help the device stand apart. First is the case. The first thing you'll notice about the Essential Phone, it's damn sleek, a fusion of titanium and ceramics. The glossy phone is a minimalist dream. While there are countless black smartphones on the market, few of them manage to feel as luxurious or premium in your hands as the Essential Phone, which ships next week in a black moon color. An additional three flavors, including pure white, stellar gray, and ocean depths, are coming soon. The screen. One of the Essential Phone's most striking features is the screen. It's a 5.7-inch display that runs all the way to the top of the phone and wraps around an 8-megapixel camera in front. It's a nice touch and sparked by several conversations here in the Sunnyvale, California offices. But for now, it's more of a novelty, given that much of the time, that extra silver of screen is often filled with small icons like battery status and cell signal. Essential President Niccolo De Masi told Yahoo Finance his company reached out to top 100 Android app developers to help them update their apps to take advantage of that extra screen space, so that its situation could change in the months to come as developers come to terms with the new phone. Otherwise, the Essentials phone screen is supposed to be one of the sharpest screens around, and indeed, YouTube trailers for Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and Wonder Woman showed off vibrant colors. Red, green, blue hues that popped off the screen and excellent contrast. The Essential Phone is powered by a Qualcomm 835 processor with 8 cores, 4 gig of RAM, and 128 gig of built-in storage. According to this article, it says that's ridiculously fast. 128 gig of storage, fine. 4 gig of RAM, not so much. One of the Essential Phone's biggest selling points is it runs Android without any bloatware. That's good. Bloatware, by the way, is when you're buying through a certain brand, either the brand of the phone or the service, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. They put their own apps on it, and they put away that you can't get rid of them. You can maybe hide them, but you can't get rid of them. So they're taking up space. They're running in the background, and that's called bloatware. So unless you change the operating system, which is very difficult to do on Verizon, you're pretty much stuck with it. So here, you're starting with a phone that's all yours. It's your canvas. So there's no extra apps or software installed by the manufacturer or the carrier. paired with that Qualcomm processor and RAM, getting around the Android handset is a swift, nearly instantaneous experience, where apps briskly load on your screen with a sense of urgency. The only noticeable lag I found was a software bug that had to do with the camera. Battery life on the Essential phone is a non-issue. Starting my day around 6:45 a.m., I still had 35% charge on my phone come bedtime. And that's after a day filled with several hours of obsessively checking Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, an email, plus watching several YouTube videos and making a few quick calls. The camera. The other distinguishing feature on the Essential phone is a two-camera system on the back. Every time you take a photo, the phone actually snaps two images, one in color and the other in black and white or mono, and blends them together to create a final image that's supposed to be sharper and richer than most of the competition. I didn't notice significantly sharper photos, but many photos did display excellent contrast. Colors were rich and dark, even in low light conditions, like an underground parking garage. His only beef is a buggy camera app. Sometimes there's a noticeable lag. When you snap a photo and the phone blends the color and monochrome shots together, that issue becomes annoying if you're trying to quickly snap several photos back to back. You can easily switch to a photo option that doesn't use both cameras, but then you end up with photos that aren't as rich. The camera app has another even more annoying bug. A shortcut at the bottom of the camera app to Google Photos disappeared completely at times, which meant if I wanted to check out the photos I took a few seconds ago, I had to switch to the Google Photos app. The company promises both issues will be improved before consumers get their phones. Ruben's latest creation has many things going for it, a competitive price, one of the more gorgeous industrial designs in the Android universe, lightning speed, and a clean, purist approach to software that works outside of one or two bugs. But it's 2017, not 2008, and since Ruben unleashed Android, hundreds, if not thousands of Android devices have flooded the market sporting competitive price tags and features good enough to satisfy most people. That's a lot of competition, even if you're the godfather of Android. So, is the Essential phone essential? We'll probably see more devices over the next year, including the iPhone 8, with screens and features somewhat comparable to Ruben's brainchild. But if you're a minimalist, loving anesthete, who enjoys how much phone looks just as much as that runs, take the plunge. So there you go. That's one of the reasons I was kind of enthralled with Pixel, is that it was Google, and they were going to put their minimalist Android on there without the bloatware as well. And it's also a much larger phone. So I'm going to have to look at the Essential phone, see what I think. Chances are I'm going to probably go with the Pixel XL, unless Samsung can somehow convince me to move on to the next Note. But so far, Samsung has not demonstrated a very good success in overcoming their battery challenges. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Tech Today. We're on HuntingShaper.com, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI,
the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hey, Big C here doing a little practicing for the Hunterton County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterton Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterton Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
All right, so we're talking about phones. And I have a couple more articles here to help you understand what your options are and what things are improving. The next one is talking about cameras specifically. Yahoo Finance writes an article here, your next smartphone's camera could get a huge improvement, says Daniel Howley of Yahoo Finance on the August 15th. He says your next smartphone's camera could do more than take great pictures of your latest meal. Qualcomm, the company that builds the processors found in a variety of Android handsets, has debuted its latest camera technology, which the chipmaker says will turn your phone into an augmented reality beast. The tech is called active depth sensing and includes placing two cameras, one infrared and one standard, and a laser on the back of your phone. The laser, which uses an invisible infrared beam, is shot through a small cover that creates a pattern wherever you shine it. The infrared camera, which is placed next to the normal camera, then captures the light and the resulting pattern to determine how far away the surface you're pointing it is. Big deal, you say? Well, that's where you're wrong. See, with your accurate depth sensing technology's augmented reality, think Pokemon Go and the like, will see drastic improvements. Objects will appear in space where your brain expects them to. So instead of digital cup floating over your coffee table, it will actually sit on the table as it was if it were real. To give me a better idea of how well the depth sensing technology works, Qualcomm showed off a video of a person holding a tablet equipped with the three camera setup, shooting another person playing a keyboard. And while the image was shot solely from above the player's hands, the Qualcomm reps were then able to rotate the video to reveal that the depth sensing camera was able to capture the player and keyboard in a nearly complete 3D image. In addition to smartphones, Qualcomm says it plans to implement this technology into virtual and augmented reality handsets. And that's where things truly get interesting. That's because, by the way, augmented reality, virtual reality is seeing the entire image in front of you and it's all artificially created. Augmented reality is looking at reality, much like looking through clear glasses, but having images superimposed on it. So that's the difference. Therefore, you could actually play games in real time with your friends. You could actually see your friends in the game. That's because with image sensing technology, Qualcomm will be able to build lightweight wireless headsets that can see your hands without the need for external cameras, like the current crop of VR headsets. So instead of having to hold a controller, you'd be able to simply use your hand as the controller. The cameras will also allow for what's called inside-out tracking, which lets a computer recognize how you're moving without the need to have external tracking devices like Facebook, Oculus Rift, and HTC's Vive. Inside-out tracking isn't new, though. Other headset makers like Microsoft and Oculus already use it or are working on it as well, but Qualcomm plug-in play tech could give it a real leg up. Beyond AR and VR, AR augmented reality, VR virtual reality, Qualcomm says its new cameras will also be able to capture better video in low light settings, something smartphones continue to struggle with. I don't know. I've found quite honestly that they're doing pretty darn well compared to an SLR. Additionally, Qualcomm is working on a front-facing iris scanning and facial recognition camera. The company says this shooter will be able to detect liveness, so you won't be able to trick it by holding up a picture of a person's eyes like the Samsung Galaxy S8's camera. In a somewhat unsettling video demonstration, Qualcomm showed how a mask of a person wouldn't even be able to defeat its facial recognition tech. I saw it as unsettling because the lifelike mask they used in the video looked like an absolute monstrosity. Still, it was cool to see it work. You can expect smartphones with these new technologies to hit the market sometime next year. So it's around the corner already. Very interesting. We're going to have more phone cameras. My concern is that because we continue to take our phones in every different place, the cameras themselves, I wonder how they're protected, because their instrumentation and their lenses seem to be so important, and yet I don't see any way that we protect them real well. The Verge reports that catching up on email arms race Spark email app now works with Todoist, Wunderlist, Trello, and Apple's Reminders app. Written by Sean O'Kane on the 22nd, and he says that software company Ready announced today that it's adding new third-party integrations to the Spark email app. Version 1.4 of Spark for Mac OS and Spark 1.9 on iOS will now work directly with Things, Todoist, Wunderlist, Trello, Asana, and even Apple's own Reminders app. Each service integration has gotten its own custom design from Readle, which looks much more dynamic than the typical share sheet dialog box that often serves as the transition between apps on iOS. For example, the new Spark on iOS will let you pluck a PDF from an email, send it to Asana, and assign the task to a particular person or project inside that service, all without leaving the app. On Mac OS, you can bounce an email between Spark and Evernote, similar to how Adobe lets you move edits between Photoshop and Lightroom, continually building on it along the way. Here's the part where I point out the email clients are a never-ending arms race. All other apps, even new ones like Wavebox, also have deep third-party integrations. Finding the right client for you is almost more about personal preference than anything. Speed is a big factor, too. No one wants to sift through their emails for any longer than they have to. Spark's been fast and fun before, and the new integration should help it survive even longer. Whether it can change your feelings about email is a totally different story. So there you have it. More information about phones, cameras, and the like. We'll be back with more of Tech Today right after the news.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the end, we will win.
The bottom line, as President Trump lays out a new policy for America's military involvement in Afghanistan. In a primetime address from Fort Myer in Virginia last evening, he said his initial instinct was to pull U.S. troops from Afghanistan, but now he believes the situation will only get worse if that was to happen.
We cannot repeat in Afghanistan the mistake our leaders made in Iraq.
Remains of some of the 10 sailors missing from the USS John S. McCain have been found.
They are working to confirm and identify those remains.
That's Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift. The destroyer struck the oil tanker early yesterday off Singapore. The Navy now says that a problem with the steering on the McCain may have led to that collision. This is USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation Cell Therapy Hair and Scalp Treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition Summer Essentials Set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the Summer Essentials Set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. For a limited time, Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
Moments ago, we brought you a comment from House Speaker Paul Ryan on the president's Afghanistan strategy, which Ryan likes. That was from a CNN town hall event last night in Wisconsin, where Ryan also commented on the president's recent controversial remarks on the issues raised by violence in a white supremacist rally in Virginia.
I think he made comments that were much more morally ambiguous, much more confusing. And I do think he could have done better. I think he needed to do better.
But Ryan says the president wasn't speaking maliciously, but simply messed up. Nearly three dozen people still being treated at eight hospitals in the Philadelphia area after a train accident near that city early today. It happened shortly after midnight when a high-speed train slammed into an empty station car at a terminal in Upper Darby, just west of Philly. No word yet on what may have caused that crash. Find us online as well as on the radio at usaradio.com.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
More charges lodged yesterday against the man accused of killing a woman and injuring 30 other people when he rammed his car into a crowd of anti-white supremacist protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, a couple of weeks ago. Meanwhile, some angry Charlottesville protesters want someone held accountable for what happened that day. And last night, they took control of a city council meeting. Frank Hammond reports from Virginia.
Protesters disrupted the meeting after 30 minutes, forcing the mayor, council members, and city staff to leave the room, and two people stood on the dais holding a banner saying, "Blood on your hands." A short time later, the mayor and council returned to listen to several hundred people express their frustrations, but a lawsuit has tied up any action regarding removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee. Don Gaithers, the former chairman of the Blue Ribbon Commission that recommended relocating the statue, said something is going to happen by any means necessary. Frank Hammond, in Richmond.
Several Cleveland Browns players taking a knee together during the national anthem before last night's preseason game against the New York Giants. Cleveland's head coach, Hugh Jackson, had voiced his opinion against players taking a stand during the anthem, but he changed course last week and said players had the right to express their feelings if he was informed in advance. And more than 30 years after it was released, Bonnie Tyler's biggest hit is number one again, her 83 Total Eclipse of the Heart, at the top of the iTunes chart after it was the unofficial anthem of yesterday's eclipse. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I'd like to take some credit for that. I played that myself yesterday, and I didn't need any prompting. I just knew that was the right choice. More news about cell phones and cell phone apps and all the like coming to you on Tech Today here on HuntingtonRadio.com. How about this? I got to hand it to Google. They've made it almost intriguing to learn what the names of all their operating systems. And they've just announced that their new operating system is going to come out. And they've announced the name. Selena Larson, on August 21st, announced on CNN Tech that Android Oreo is Google's new mobile OS. We finally have a name for Google's latest mobile operating system. It's Android Oreo. Android Oreo, previously codenamed Android O, was announced in March. Software has been a preview for a few months, so developers could update their apps. Android Oreo will first be available on Google devices, including the Pixel and the Nexus lines. Launch date has not yet been announced. The new operating system name continues Google's tradition of naming its Android updates after sweets. Previously names are Nougat, Marshmallow, and Lollipop. This isn't the first time Google has partnered with a brand. It teamed up with the KitKat in 2013 to launch a version of that same name. Google unveiled the name Android Oreo to the public during the total solar eclipse on Monday. The company also confirmed to CNN Tech that there will be a limited run of Android-themed cookies from Oreo. The new OS will include updates to what Google calls vitals, including battery and security improvements. For example, Google Play Protect is an anti-malware feature that alerts you when you have a malicious app on your phone. App badging is also coming to Android or Oreo, so you can see pending notifications. The notification panel itself has received a slight redesign. New emojis will also be available with an updated look, its tiny icons more in line with Apple's. Meanwhile, you'll be able to watch videos while using other apps on your phone or tablet with its picture-in-picture feature. There's no official date for when other Android-powered devices will receive the update. According to Google's numbers, most Android devices, about 85%, aren't seen on Android Nougat last year's release. Android is notoriously slow at rolling out device updates because the number of manufacturers, phone carriers, and other third-party companies involved in seeing through a new release. But Google said Android Oreo and future versions will get new updates faster. Apple's latest mobile update, iOS 11, is expected to launch this fall. It will feature peer-to-peer payments, upgrades to Siri, new live photo effects, and a way to block notifications while driving. There you have it. So Android Oreo is on its way. Very interesting. Two big updates Apple Inc. could bring to the iPhone 9. An updated 3D touch and a potential voice ID technology could be in the cards for 2018 iPhone models. In a previous column, Ashraf Yessa on the 22nd wrote, she expects to see in Apple's 2018 phone lineup, which is I'll refer to as the iPhone 9 series. Those predictions were relatively straightforward to make since they were largely based on knowledge of publicly announced technologies from known Apple suppliers, as well as an announcement from a longtime Apple supplier about its technologies not being included in future Apple chips. In this column, I'd like to talk about two potential areas of improvement that Apple could bring to the iPhone 9 series that aren't so straightforward or, frankly, as guaranteed as ones wrote about in previous. Next generation 3D touch. In the fall of 2015, Apple introduced its iPhone 6S series of smartphones. These phones disappointed in the marketplace as iPhone shipments dropped year over year during the iPhone 6S product cycle. But with this line of devices, Apple introduced a feature marketed as 3D Touch. 3D Touch allows the device to respond to varying degrees of pressure that the user applies to the display and has been increasingly integrated into iOS, as well as the third-party app ecosystem over the last couple of years. Apple didn't change how 3D Touch behaves with the iPhone 7 series, and generally active rumor mill doesn't seem to point to any big changes to 3D Touch functionality in this year's iPhone. Next year, however, Apple could introduce a next-generation 3D Touch capability. There were rumors going around ahead of the iPhone 7 launch that Apple was testing a multi-3D Touch technology, but obviously that feature didn't happen last year, nor is it likely to come this year. But I think it's possible for the 2018 phone models, particularly as 3D Touch capability seems to be one of the key differentiating technologies for Apple's iPhones relative to other flagship smartphones, involving, it seems, only natural. Voice biometrics, this year Apple's OLED phone, isn't expected to include the company's Touch ID fingerprint authentication technology. In place of Touch ID, Apple's expected to include facial recognition technology, which Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says should be quicker than Touch ID. Though facial recognition sounds like it could be quite good, Apple seems to take the security of its devices seriously, and as such, I'd expect the company to always be on the lookout for ways to enhance the security features of its devices. One thing Apple could implement is voice biometrics, which could be marketed as Voice ID or maybe Siri ID. You may recall that longtime Apple audio chip supplier Cirrus Logic recently talked about tapping out of so-called voice biometric chip, with sampling of the chip to customers beginning in the fall. Clearly, if Cirrus Logic will sampling the chip this fall, it's not going to make it into this year's iPhone models. However, if the technology proves compelling enough, I wouldn't be terribly surprised to see Apple adopt the chip or some customized variant specifically for Apple in 2018. Apple could also conceivably wait for a future iteration of the chip and deploy the technology in 2019. What I find interesting is this. Number one, years ago, I asked this question. Would malware eventually appear on phones? And everybody kept telling me, no, it's not going to happen. Well, now it appears that way. The second question was, people are putting all this data on their phones. It's a walking encyclopedia of your life. We make it so much easier to get into apps because it's supposed to be all locked into your phone. But people continue to put crazy pins on there. 1, 2, 3, 4, or 4 1s. And that's not making it any easier. It's making it less secure. So now we need a way for the phone to recognize you some other way. So biometrics continues to grow. And with irises and facial recognition and fingerprints, it's pretty simple. But what they said is that somehow, in one of the other articles, the technology is not sophisticated enough to recognize when a photo is in front of it or when it's the real person, because it's three-dimensional versus two-dimensional, and it can't make that differentiation yet. So we continue to make these improvements with cameras and the like, and so that's the improvements that are happening over these years as we continue to walk around with these computers in our pocket. Very cool stuff. We're going to be right back with more of Tech Today right after these messages.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon Tech Today on HunterdonChamber.com. I got my shows mixed up. We are continuing our investigation into apps and latest technologies that have to do with phones. And here's another app that might be of interest to you, and it's an integrated app called ClassPass. And it's planning a new launch in 10 new cities, according to Jordan Crook of TechCrunch. And ClassPass, the subscription service to let you work out where you want, when you want, has today announced that it's launching at 10 new cities across North America. In September, interested folks from New Orleans, Pittsburgh, and San Antonio will be able to join the platforms. Following the September launch, ClassPass will open in Cincinnati, Calgary, Honolulu, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, Riverside, and Salt Lake City. ClassPass recently closed a $70 million funding round led by Temasek and is using those funds to fuel the expansion plan. In case you've been living under a rock, which I have, ClassPass is an app that lets you purchase a package of monthly workout sessions across a wide variety of boutique fitness studios and gyms. Users pay ClassPass for their package and can redeem those workout sessions at any one of the ClassPass partners. Folks can take up to 3 classes at the same studio per month with options to buy more classes a la carte. It also worth noting that ClassPass new CEO Fritz Lundman will be joining us on stage at Disrupt SF to talk about the journey of the company through the years. I'm kind of intrigued that it exists and that it's getting traction, but I don't understand it. It's getting the sense that you can go and work out anywhere, but one of the challenges that I have as somebody who does work out is that the first time you get to any gym, you're completely, it's a time waster because you're completely bewildered by how to take advantage of the services and programs and equipment that's at that particular place. So by running about and grabbing any particular workout boutique, I can't imagine it's very helpful. Unless you're just not very serious and you don't realize it. So it's very difficult for me to understand how this is a enticing. Now, if you're shopping around for boutique types of exercises like Pilates and yoga and stuff like that, and you've never tried them before, that I get. And so if it's kind of a way of shopping and getting acclimated and introduced to certain technologies and certain concepts and philosophies, that makes sense to me. But if you're simply using it to hook into certain gyms around the country, I don't see that as being very helpful. As I said, anytime I've stopped at a hotel and tried to work out there or a gym in the area, you're completely bewildered because it's in a different type of brand of exercise equipment, or there's some new rules, or you just don't know where to get changed, and it's a time suck. So I'm not sure how ClassPass makes sense, but then again, I didn't think bottled water would take off either, so don't use my own judgment on that as a sign of whether it's going to be successful or not. That's hard for me to digest. It's 10:53. Let's see what else we have here. We've been talking a lot about phones, but everything's getting lumped into being a quote-unquote device. And Norton's Core wants to be the ultimate watchdog for your home tech. Daniel Howley of Yahoo Finance on the 17th reports on Yahoo Finance, Yahoo Tech, that you know Symantec's Norton for its line of PC security software that continuously tells you it needs to be updated. But now the company is moving into the new hardware space with a special kind of router that promises to secure all of your disparate connected devices. The Norton Core, available now for the not insignificant price of $279, is designed to ensure everything from your PC and Mac to your smartphone and connected doorbell are protected against attacks from hackers or malware. Its built-in device management features and parental controls can also help prevent your kids from accessing inappropriate websites. Now, let me just stop there for a minute. With the concept of Internet of Things, more and more of our devices, our refrigerators, our dishwashers, our washing machines, our TVs, are all going to be connected to our Wi-Fi, and we don't tend to think of them as devices. Yet they're going to constantly be polling and interacting with somebody or some server out in the world. That has been the biggest security loophole that we've been worrying about. So here, by having this router being the central location, sounds like a good concept. One place for all of the stagnant, stationary Internet of Things devices to connect to, and then having the protection sit right there. That's similar to the concept of a firewall that we use in business today. It's suggested, though, that the price is high. It's a big ask, especially coupled with the fact that you'll need to pay $10 per month to get the best security features after your first free year runs out. Wow. The Norton Core is designed to be attractive, so you'll keep it out in the open where it can provide the best signal. The best trend, a big trend in Wi-Fi routers, is there is such a thing as simplifying the setup process. For consumers, by retiring those old-school web page interfaces in favor of easy-to-follow app-based instructions. To get started, you download the Norton Core app to your smartphone, plug in your core to your wall outlet and your modem, and sign up the Norton account. Once you have your account set up, the core will ask you to do things like choose a network name and password and add a guest network for them, friends come over. I just had to set this up for a friend of mine the other day. If you give your new router's network the same name and password as your last router's network, all your devices will automatically connect to the new network without issue. If you go for a different name and password, though, you'll have to manually connect your devices, which is a huge pain. It's also worth mentioning that the core looks more like a small-scale replica of Disney's Epcot Center. The reason for this look is to make the router more attractive than the kind of antenna-laden monstrosities in the market today. The idea is to ensure that you're not afraid to put your router out in the open where it will provide the best signal rather than hiding it inside the entertainment center. The core of Network Core is the Norton Core app, which will help you monitor everything from how much data you use each day to who is on websites that your kids are visiting. And the home screen provides you with a overall security score, which Norton rates on a scale of 0 to 500. You'll also see the number of devices on your network, your internet speed, the connection from your ISP, not the router itself, and how many people are on your guest network, something you should probably keep track of. So it's there. I don't know if this is the be-all, end-all of having a router. It's not much different than any other one out there. I tend to like to use Linksys and Cisco, but Norton Core is jumping into the hardware business, and I don't know if that's the right place for them yet. We'll see. So the jury's still out. It's been my pleasure to be with you. Do not fear technology. I want you to use it, understand it, and embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully I have imparted some of that mission onto you. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Tech Today on WHCRDB, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Jean Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunter In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
The news is sponsored by the Hunter In Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County